You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right. By the way, when the guy called in and said he thinks, I thought he said he might be on the same cruise. I'm like, well, who the hell was on your cruise?
I know, right?
George Brett and Mike Singletary.
Well, I even said to him, I'm off the air. I'm like, so are you saying you took like the same cruise at another time or you were on Joe's cruise? He's like, no, I was on Joe's cruise. I'm like, okay. Cool. Good.
That was just odd. But anyway, sir, I hear you. The same type of locations,
yeah,
and all that.
Similar.
All right. Drop of the week. Seltzer, what do we got?
Yeah, so, you were gone for 2 weeks. There's a lot of stuff that happened. I've boiled it down. There were two things that happened while you were gone that I feel like you just can't miss. I feel like they will get brought up on the show. You will hear about it. As mentioned by Ken, one of them already has. So let's start with the upsetting part. Let's start with the Joe Flacco in the bathroom. What does that mean, Joe? Well, we were in the RV. Rhea's doing an update, and this happened.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Eagles and Browns joint practice. We'll get underway in about a half an hour here at the NovaCare Complex. Somebody had to make a potty run.
I sure did.
From the Browns, interestingly enough, that James will tell you all about it.
You bet I will.
So I did. Joe Flacco, we see Joe in like pads. He walks up to that bathroom there, the porta suite that they have there, like gets in line with Eagles fans.
It's a nice bathroom.
It's like, we're like, what is happening right now? But it gets better because we come back from break and this happened.
It's a very strange situation.
We are children.
Yes. Also, did Richie just like follow him?
I think so. Richie might be chasing after him right now.
Trying, but I will say this: he very nicely took pictures with a bunch of people.
He was very kind.
But it was so funny.
Look,
to
athletes
see
have
a guy
to go to the bathroom too.
In
you know?
Football pads.
I just talked with him.
You did. All right. So what
I
happened?
Was talking with Joe Flacco
the
in the bathroom.
Oh, you're in the same time.
Yeah.
You were just talking about.
I went to talk to Joe Flacco. You said Joe Flacco went in the bathroom, so I just went over there.
Him in the bathroom. That's amazing. All right, break it down. What happened?
Joe
Take
Flacco.
Us inside.
So
break it down.
I talked with him for a while. We were.
How's it hanging?
Yeah, it was amazing. I talked to him about the fact that I did his games back in the day when he was
Delaware.
At Delaware.
Yeah.
Talked about the fact that no one realizes how good he could be at the ride and decide offense because he was.
You gave him a little pep talk.
He was
in there?
Running. Yeah.
What an experience.
He was running the ride and decide.
You don't realize
at Delaware.
How great you can be.
John and the John. We're thinking about as a
new
segment on the show. John and the Johnny
with
interviews
the Last
people.
Of the Mohicans running underneath.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's the spot for the Last of the Mohicans bed.
John,
that's
I
perfect.
Just have
it
one
really
question.
Was.
Was he sitting or standing?
We were standing.
Okay.
And I gave him a wide berth as we were initially standing.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about. I did not stand next to him.
Sure.
I stood behind, waited for, you know, his... Yeah. I waited for him to be like he wouldn't even be in a bathroom, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
And that's when we started talking. But it was a wonderful connection.
Did you shake hands?
Having a chin. No. No. It was not. That wouldn't have fit.
Did he know who you were?
I think maybe.
Okay.
Because I did do his college games for like a year and a half.
Wow.
And so and I really was pumping him up. I mean, he was a big deal. He transferred from Pitt to Delaware to play under Casey Keeler, and I think they might have been playing for a national championship while he was their quarterback. He was that good. And he was not just throwing the ball.
Yeah.
He was outrunning people and winning to the edge while also highlighting that beautiful arm of his. He really is a spectacular
athlete.
He's
had a really good career, to say the least.
Great career. Yeah.
He has. All right, Seltzer.
All right, so one more
piece. Fearful of this.
Yes, you should be. I think we all reacted the way you would react. I don't even know how it came up, but it came up. This is what happened. Listen at your own risk.
Why don't you ask Ben about Bambi?
Right, I know, yeah.
I used to think we were going to eat my dog when died. When I was a little kid, I remember thinking that's just what you did.
Oh,
like,
no.
We went out. No. My dad went out and he killed pheasants and we would eat them. He would go kill deer.
I got it. I get it.
I really did. Yeah. I thought that it was a logical step.
That must have been a really terrifying thing to
Nikki,
believe as a child.
The
you're like
Brittany
hugging
Spaniel
your dog, you're
died
like, oh, God,
that we would eat her, too.
Oh, no.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I was a little kid.
How old, John?
Christmas.
I mean, if you're like six.
And then she passed away, and I wasn't sure if we ate her.
Oh, my
and
God,
then,
John.
And then, this is unbelievable.
Don't we have a break soon?
Hey, think about this.
Please go to
Hold
break,
on.
James.
We would go to my Uncle Kirby's farm, and we would pick out a steer, and he would slaughter it for us, and we would eat that steer whole year, you know, from the basement freezer. So then I just thought Sammy, the chocolate lab,
chocolate
you know,
being the operative word,
the
there.
Chocolate lab was going to be on the menu when
like
she passed away.
You that,
I can't.
Whoa, I'd like to remind you that your fact this morning was that cows have best friends.
That's true. What, Rhea, thank you. Yeah. Wow. Young John Ritchie, weird kid.
Yeah. I mean, how many paint chips did you eat?
So I'm going to come to your defense here a little bit, John. I actually, if you're like six or five, I get it. How old were you?
Yeah. I mean, it was elementary school. Yeah. We got Sammy when I was in first grade. I got her Christmas 1981.
So
and then ate her for Christmas.
I'm sorry, dude. I have a six-year-old. I don't think there's much defense.
I don't know. I mean, you eat animals. You know,
we did.
Know,
we
your
ate
dog.
Animals.
It's your dog. It's a pet. You,
it's
sleeps
an
in
animal.
Your bed.
She did sleep in my bed, too.
Of course. Yeah.
The chocolate lab.
That's the best, John.
The chocolate
that it was
lab.
A chocolate
yeah,
lab.
Yeah, it's too good that it was
That's
a chocolate
pretty
lab.
Good. Yeah. I like it.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.